From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading At Play in the Promised Land, the third in the California Chronicles series by Diane Noble. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Spring, 1915. A brisk Santa Ana wind rattled the fronds of the tall palms that circled Riverview's new open-air theater. A full moon promised. Its glow already lit the eastern sky above the distant mountains. Beside the theater, dust ghosts whirled upward in a strange dance all their own. The gusts lifted Juliet Rose Dearborn's hair as she stood off stage awaiting her cue. Impatiently, she fidgeted with her simple leather headband and straightened her long braids. From the orchestra pit, the strum of Spanish guitars mixed with the haunting wail of a lone reed flute. Crickets droned from a nearby clump of sage as if attempting to drown the music of the night, wind and all. Voices from the audience joined the cacophony, but only served to make Juliet's heart beat faster in anticipation. She congratulated herself on landing the prize role of Ramona in this performance of Helen Hunt Jackson's acclaimed story, and practiced her lines silently. "Alessandro, my love, how I long for you. I see your eyes in the moonlight. I feel your nearness in the wind, and I hear your voice in the bubbling brook." The music played on. Juliet stepped lightly to the right of the stage, still hidden, but at an angle that afforded her a view of both the set and the audience. To her left rose the freshly painted proscenium with its scenery of sycamore and cactus, the adobe facade of the hacienda and the pottery fountain in the center courtyard where the first scene would unfold. The wind gusted again, and the footlights that circled the curved stage flickered, casting an eerie light on the painted trees and adobe bricks that made up the backdrop. She claimed this story with her entire being. She lived it, breathed it. She dreamed of it, especially the tragic role of Ramona Ortegna, half Indian and half Scottish, in love with Alessandro, a noble, full-blooded Indian. Juliet scanned the crowd, then moved her gaze to the mountains beyond the natural bowl that formed the amphitheater. Jagged peaks, lavender in the dying light of evening, rose skyward, and just beyond them the faint glow of the rising full moon warmed a navy sky. The hills, the land, the focus of her family's existence, the source of their strength, her father and mother claimed, as though it were a personal gift from the Creator himself. She shrugged and stifled a smile. The irony wasn't lost on her. Playing this coveted role based on a story about the land was a calculated step in leaving home. Her parents thought that she had taken the part because its themes touched her heart. She doubted they would have let her act otherwise. But she had bigger roles in her future. This was merely a stepping stone. Ramona would grant Juliet freedom from her family, from this place, at last. The music rose to a crescendo. Juliet's cue, another glance at the audience and a deep breath, and she was ready. Just as she took her first step on stage, she could hear her impish 5-year-old sister Emma Grace giggling from where she was cuddled up on their father's lap in the front row. Juliet, distracted, studied her family for a moment, their faces illuminated by the soft lantern light. The Dearborns took up the entire row. Willow, age 6, and Gillian, age 7, flanking their parents with twins Annie and Abby on Gillian's side, and her two brothers, Jared and Sully, on Willow's side. Juliet's mother, Emmeline, mouthed the words, "I love you." And beside her, Juliet's father, Cade, winked and grinned. Emma Grace, leaning against his chest, blew Juliet a kiss and then stuck out her lower lip in a pout when Juliet didn't return the kiss. The maestro repeated Juliet's cue. The music swelled. The crowd seemed to draw in a collective breath. Juliet tilted her chin upward and strode forward. An hour and a half later, the audience broke into thunderous applause. Juliet stood at the center stage and caught her breath as a flush heated her face. The accolades were for her, for Juliet Rose Dearborn. Think of it. She bowed. The audience clapped louder. She gracefully outstretched her arm for the other actors to join her on stage. The crowd
Sample complete. Ready to continue?